Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the podcast from the St. Louis Sportist, an occasionally smart, always irreverent look at sports in St. Louis and beyond. And now, your St. Louis Sportists.
And welcome to another episode of the St. Louis Sportist podcast. My name is Ron Cook, and I am joined by Doug Lansdowne.
Happy to be back this week.
Tom Mathis.
Good to see everybody again.
Keith Farrell.
Cheers, everybody.
And Joe Sperlin is on assignment. We pretty much had to say that after last week, didn't we? On tonight's episode, the St. Louis Blues getting hot at exactly the wrong time. College basketball gets crazier every week. We take a look at St. Louis Cardinal spring training, which is quite different in just the last few hours, as well as the Cardinal Hall of Fame. How long till Ted Sizemore's on the ballot? And we take a look at sports on TV. Major League Baseball and ESPN coming to Knuckle Junction. We'd like to remind you that the St. Louis Sportists are brought to you by First Coast Steel Building. So, Keith, Jason heard our conversation about the combination she-shed bar combination and said that he will personally design the project. And, you know, Keith, that's the kind of individual one-on-one service you get with First Coast Steel Buildings, and you can reach them at 912-314-4848 or 1stcoaststeel.com. Again, that's the number 1stcoaststeel.com. We'll hear more from them later in the show, and we'll also keep you up to date on the potential project in our very backyard, which would be half she shed for my lovely wife and half bar shed for everyone else, well, and probably her too. Who are we kidding? We'd like to remind you we're coming to you from the Local House Bistro Studios. They're our studio sponsor. And again, this time of year, my goodness, college hoops, NBA hoops, hockey, St. Louis City, spring training getting to a serious point, 7 screens in that bar area. You will not miss a play. Or if you'd rather have a quiet date night, the dining room offers a quiet setting with great service. Menu has everything from steaks, pastas, fish, chicken, and bar favorites, including burgers, pizzas, lots of apps. The pretzel bites, hard to go wrong with those pretzel bites. Great stuff. The group takes care of you very well. There's Tim, Holly, Jackie, Whitney was behind the bar on Sunday, and Jacinda at 16524 Manchester Road. Eat local, drink local, and love local, the Local House Bistro. Doug, what do you have for a quick hit?
College basketball tournaments getting ramped up, and I don't know if you've really looked at some of those. I was going through them earlier today, and you know, the smaller conferences, they always want their best teams in it and stuff. You know, you sometimes you'll see that 7 seed that's 14-14, and they make it and stuff. But you need to look at the Atlantic Sun and their tournament bracket. They have 14 teams. The 1 and the 2 seed are already in the semifinals. So, yeah, so you start off. If you're the 12 or the 13, or you're the 10 or the 14, you have to win 5 games. But you win, you play the 9 seed, then you win, you play the 8 seed, then you win, you play the 5 seed, and then win, you play the 4 seed. So, yeah, I mean, but you need, just take, when you have a second, just look at the Atlantic Sun men's NCAA tournament or postseason bracket. Yeah. So
there is stacking another, the deck, and then there's that.
Yeah, there's just more craziness with March Madness.
Unbelievable. You know, back when I was at Missouri State, Doug, you probably remember this, Cleveland State got on probation And it was possible that they could win our tournament, and then we would get no teams out of our conference.
Right.
So, yeah, just crazy things this time of year. Tom Mathis.
I'm going to also go to college basketball, and it's a subject you brought up a couple weeks ago, Ron, and it's Arch Madness. This is a tournament that's been dear to all of our hearts for the last 30 years. And with Missouri State leaving, it is just not going to be the same. And thinking about the last couple days, and, you know, I know it's coming up, and I'm like, it's going to be sad for the city of St. Louis. I think it's going to be negatively affected attendance-wise, and just won't be the same, and I'm going to miss it.
You know, I will too. It's very bittersweet. You know, we've all talked about that, and for the conference, it's such an easy drive. It's 4 hours straight up I-44. People come up, they spend the weekend, no matter how well the Bears do. And right. the games are always so good. I mean, Tom, you know, you and I and your brother, I mean, we would go to those. We would spend the day there. We would watch like
exactly
12 hours of basketball, and they were all good games. So
they were good games. It was heaven. It was basketball heaven.
Really was. Keith Farrell.
Well, we got a couple quick thoughts on our St. Louis City soccer team. Last 2 weeks, they've scored zero goals while allowing zero goals. A lot of boring soccer. But it was, I wanted just a couple takeaways. You know, the commentators for the San Diego game kept calling Hebert. All he had was one leg. How is that sustainable on your defense when the guy can't kick? He's a major league soccer player, and they put him out there. And they said he can't kick with his left leg. Ron, this can't be good. And in the spirit of Missouri State, former Missouri State alum Kyle Hebert needs to learn how to kick with his left leg. And we're talking about this as a professional soccer player. Okay.
Keith, I will.
Blood pressure medicine.
Okay. First of all, I will reiterate that I would trust him with my taxes over Secretary of State. Okay. No, I'm not doing that again. Tom, and again, by the way, Tom, thanks to your sister for providing some service to the podcast last week. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
I'm glad she was able to help.
That reminds me of the bad basketball players when you're like, make them go left. Make him dribble left.
And they're dribbling with their left hand, and it's about head high.
Yeah, make him go left.
God bless him, though. I mean, he makes a mistake, and someone's backing him up, though. There's zero goals.
Keith, do you have more on City? Because I need to know when to drop in my ethnic slur here from the.
Just go for it.
No,
what a bad event in San Diego.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, there is a and actually, of all places, I believe it was PBS. Let's put this story on our website because it was so good. It explained the history. There is a, believe it or not, a one-word homophobic slur that the Mexican fans started using a few years ago. And the San Diego fans decided they were going to use it on Saturday night to the point where they had to be warned three times. It had to be flashed on the scoreboard. And it's become a real issue for the Mexican national teams when they're actually very concerned about it with the upcoming World Cup. And the Mexican fans think everyone's overreacting and needs to get a sense of humor. And the rest of the world is like, you've got to be kidding me. And so I'm sure that the San Diego franchise was not really happy to have that disrupt the match to where the official and the scoreboard had to warn the fans three times.
Well, I did a little homework on this, and it's generational in Mexican League soccer. This has been going on for a very long time. And you know, you expect MLS to address it. I was digging as much as I could, and I'm sure there were some private conversations that went on. But I am curious to see what MLS will do next time it happens, because it's like taking a toy away from a little kid. They're going to be more determined to play with that toy if you tell them they can't have it. So I'm curious to see what MLS is going to do.
Yeah, it's just an unfortunate situation all the way around. And something not nearly as unfortunate, but something that just probably frustrates the daylights out of our friend Doug Armstrong, Keith, is that at the worst possible time, the Blues start playing good hockey. With the trade deadline coming up here on the 7th, they win 4 out of 5 games, get within a point or two of a playoff spot. We just looked before the podcast began. Money Puck has them at a 1-in-4 chance to make the playoffs. It got as high as 33. A week ago, they were at 7% to make the playoffs. What do you do, Keith?
Well, that's a great trend, but I'm sure Doug Armstrong wished the trade deadline is March 27th to help figure this thing out. But listen, we've been touching on this, a little bit touch and go on this about they get a little bit of a streak. We get a little high. They have that 2-game losing streak. We get a little low, but this is their first 4-game winning streak that they had all year, coming off the Four Nations. And, you know, Doug Armstrong's a smart guy, and I think he's going to unleash a player or two. You know, I was doing a little digging. You know, I went to NHL.com to see, you know, who's in the Blues or who's on the block. And I read through all this list. I was expecting to see a couple of players. Braden Schenn was the only one. I'm like, oh, let me go through the Athletic. What do they got going on over there? Braden Schenn, the 31st player that was mentioned. We don't have a whole lot of trade assets. I know we watch this team every day and we think their team is better than they are, but everyone seems to be looking for a defenseman or whatever. Boy, I would love to unleash a Letty or a Falk, but let's focus in on Schenn first for just a second. A lot of rumors that he's going to get reunited with Berube. Here's a quote from Berube after Schenn's 1,000th game. I love that player. I love the guy. He's a superhuman. And then let's rewind to when Berube got fired and ended up in Toronto. And a Toronto media outlet said, you know, what can we expect out of Berube? And Schenn goes, he's awesome. He leans on others. And he just gets it done. And I think, you know, you put those two comments together, I can see Schenn going to Toronto. And one other quick hit that I found was there's a lot of interest. Well, I won't say a lot, but there's some interest in Kyrou. I'll buy the postage stamp, all right? But it appears, you know, what does Kyrou have going for him? He's got his 4 years of 20-plus goals. He's in the second year of an 8-year contract. You know what you're getting out of him. And he's a great skater. He's elusive. He doesn't get hurt. And
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What the heck? Were you going to lose Schenner and Kyrou this year? What do you think?
Well, going back to Kyrou, you know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago with the salary cap going up the next 3 or 4 years. Teams will be able to afford Kyrou under, you know, with that new money that they're going to get. So that contract won't look so bad, you know, coming up. So, you know, teams might have the room for him. I saw the same thing on The Athletic about Schenn, that he is 31st. Kind of surprised me, but I think, you know, Armstrong's kind of pulled back a little bit. You know, he almost has to push forward. And also, the one thing I was reading is, Ryan O'Reilly may be going back to Toronto. Nashville's put him on the block. So, you know, they might have interest in bringing him back again. They're pretty close to the same player at this point. You know, they bring a lot of leadership, a lot of grit. They're not going to bring a lot of offense, but, you know, they're going to bring a lot to the locker room. And, you know, we've talked about that's what Toronto needs. So maybe one or the two, then I don't know if Armstrong's going to pull the trigger at this point. The next two games, I guess, Wednesday night and Thursday night's going to be everything. So we'll see what happens in Los Angeles the next couple of days.
To Live or Die in L.A.
Yeah.
Great movie. Great movie. Yeah. So Chief's getting the 2019 world champions back. I guess he just needs Patty Maroon up there. You know, there's still a few of those other guys floating around that he could get. I think Barbashev's probably out of reach for him now.
Yeah. Chicago might trade Maroon.
Oh, there you go. It's just going to be interesting to see if there is sustainability to this. And then what happens if, let's say, that you continue to move along, you're within a point or two of the playoff, and then the longer rumored arrival of some of the kids, maybe a Snuggerud, maybe a Dvorsky, maybe someone else, is that enough to just push you over the edge?
No. there's absolutely no chance that two young pups are going to come up here and push this team. Just lacks a focus, it lacks a discipline, it lacks responsibility. And you get rid of Shin, who's going to keep that team together? I mean, I don't see it in Thomas, and I know a lot of people are saying he's going to be the next captain of this team. If he's the next captain of this team, we're in trouble. His body language is terrible, and I hate to say that about him, but you can't have a guy who sulks when he misses a wide open net. You know, he's got to go after that puck and go get it and just be responsible. And right now, I see a very immature team out there, and making it younger. Boy, God, you'd love to say Dvorsky it in about 2 to 3 years. I can see this team making a run, but I still think we're 2 to 3 years away.
Tom, a kid has never come up like a center fielder wearing number 51 and led a team to a championship. So,
yeah, no, I don't think that's going to happen, especially not here.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, those guys will probably be, you know, fourth liners. That'd be the thing, is they're not going to throw them up there on the top line where they make a difference or not, but they're just not going to get the opportunity. I agree with Keith there.
All right. Well, you two are in agreement. You've shattered my playoff dreams. I was ready to, you know, go to the playoffs this year and have another unlikely Stanley Cup run, but I guess we'll just get some prospects for some veterans and look at it next year. Hey, Doug, I was listening to Dan McLaughlin's podcast with Marty Kilcoyne today, and he said, and I hadn't thought about this, but I agree with him, that this University of Missouri-Columbia basketball team is the most fun to watch and is drawing the most interest around town than any team in the last 15 years. What do you think about that?
I would say in the last 30 years. Just me, but no, I easily agree with him. I easily agree with him. I mean, I think this is the best team since, was it 88, 89?
Oh, yeah. That's the year into Lee Coward and Byron Irvin and San Bodie and Gary Leonard.
But remember, that's when Norm got sick.
And Daly took over.
And he couldn't smoke on the bench. And so he couldn't get him out of the Sweet 16 because, you know, the story was right before halftime, you know, he would race to the locker room when he's the assistant so he could smoke a cigarette before they came in there.
So he always looked like he needed to shave. I mean, he had 5 o'clock shadow. It looked like the second he woke up in the morning.
But I think this is the best team since then. And, you know, I still say that's a Final Four team if Norm hadn't got sick. So, but yeah, they're fun to watch. And, you know, that game Saturday, it should not have come down to, you know, do you foul the guy shooting a three or do you try to defend him or not and everything. You know, they had that's really the first time they've coughed up that kind of a lead. Teams have gotten out in front of them and not been able to, you know, they've not been able to catch those teams because of matchups. They didn't play real good. I mean, you don't want to see a loss like that, but this was the first time they really coughed one up, I thought. But they are fun.
Yeah, there was an audible gasp in our room when that three went down, Keith Farrell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, what I like about this team is they're athletic. They play with length. The rebounding was incredible. They go after that ball like it's a piece of gold out there. Is it fun to watch? It's incredible basketball to watch. It's fast action. You know, it's, you know, I think the people at Harvard and Yale, their tempo offense, their head would explode in something like this. But what a fantastic team. And I grew up an Illinois fan, you know, the fighting and running and flying Illini. This team has all those characteristics. They have the big shooter. They have a big man. Yeah, they have everything.
I am going to take a page from our friend Jason, who popped a trivia question without warning. And this, again, is from Dan's podcast. Credit to him. And I'll answer at the end of the segment, except knowing you guys, some one of you will get it. Who is Mizzou's all-time assist leader? And it's not close. You can think about that while we talk about the rest of college.
I listened to the podcast, so I will excuse myself from the...
All right.
were you as surprised as I was?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Was it like a surprised. 7-year senior or something like that?
No. No, uh-uh. It wasn't.
Uh-uh. No. No, it was not Jimerson. It was not Jimerson. No. So, Doug, what else is catching your eye around college hoops these days?
I do think it'll be one of those tournaments where one of the teams is typically a 2 or 3 seed, but this year's fallen to an 8 or 9 out of one of the big conferences. I think they put it together, and you know, this might be the year that none of the number one seeds make it, simply because there's going to be some people down in the 6, 7, 8, 9 range that aren't normally there, you know, and they put it together at the right time. All the experts you listen to, which, I mean, I know they're probably right, but, you know, they say this is the weakest bubble there's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know if it's the weakest bubble because the teams we're used to being 25-5 at this point are 17-10. So, it's always like we've spoken about previously. It's always a lot of fun when these tournaments get cranked up.
Tom, I'm going to ask a question that you would never have imagined back in October. Is Kansas going to make the tournament?
Oh boy, would that be sweet if they did not make the tournament?
You're wearing your Kansas blue there, Tom.
unfortunately, it's work blue, but I mean, that would be the greatest thing about the whole season if they weren't able to make the tournament. But knowing them, they'll probably get on a hot streak and win the whatever conference they're in this year. They'll win that conference tournament and sneak in. But boy, that would be something to dream about, isn't it?
Or they sneak in. They're that number damn 7 seed. They sneak in and then they make it to the Final Four.
Oh, exactly. They go on a total run. They had a play last night against Houston, Keith. I don't know if you saw this or not, but they had a guy. They were a little token pressure from Houston, and the guy breaks across in front of his own basket, and then he totally slips after the guy has just passed him the ball. So he's laying there on the floor as the ball bounces harmlessly to the Houston dude. And I said, that sums up their last 3 weeks right there.
What's it going to take? I mean, Bill Self, great coach, legendary coach, living legend right now. And he's got this team. Is it talent? Is it bad luck? Is it? I can't figure it out, but I think there's a little bit of lack of heart on that court. And that seems like it's obvious every game. And I think it's that big guy in the middle. Dickerson, I don't think he's capable of being the best player every night, and I just don't think he has that heart and desire.
No, he's not a guy you expect to see diving on the floor.
There's no strawberries in those knees. No.
Speaking of age, real quick, the number 10 for Auburn, the guy that gets under everybody's skin, Chad Baker Mazar. Do you know how old he is? He's 25.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, Chad Baker Mazar, number 10 for Auburn, is 25 years old.
Friday night, we had the John Wooden Invitational with Purdue and UCLA, which is now a conference game. Keith?
Yeah. Well, I was watching one of the games over the weekend, and that just trying to just process the commentators and the game, and I'm hearing they now say former Buckeye, Hawkeye, Jackeye, one-eye Jack. I'm like, I want to hear the game. I don't want to hear the four different colleges that he went to before he scored a bucket. And I'm just, he's 25 years old. Holy smokes.
Well, he's a seasoned veteran, I guess. So speaking of seasoned veterans, before we wrap up our college segment, do we have a guess on the all-time career assist leader at the University of Missouri-Columbia?
Booker. Melvin Booker.
Melvin Booker is third with 488. Mr. Lansdowne.
Holy.
So you said it would surprise us, and it wasn't even close, right? Wasn't that what you said?
Yeah, he has almost 100 assist lead. Mm-hmm. Well, it surprises me. It may not surprise you.
Oh. Jason Sutherland.
Jason Sutherland is not on the list. That would have surprised us all. Would you believe that would have been a good one. Phil Pressey has 580 assists. Anthony Peeler has 497. Do you believe Phil Pressey is your all-time assist leader for the Tigers?
Doug, I think that's how I reacted when I heard it.
No way.
Yep.
Not even almost 100 assists more than second place.
I would challenge the scorekeeper.
Did he?
But this is the presser was the scorekeeper.
This he is the first time we have seen a sportist visibly short-circuited, and that is Doug Lansdowne for the...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
For the record, how about that?
Make him go left.
I could not believe that.
Yeah, I was shocked.
You could have given me the initials and I wouldn't have got that.
Oh, I closed it. I was going to give you the top 10, but I couldn't believe Peeler was second.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
I would have thought Peeler was top five. I was going to say Larry Drew.
Yeah, Larry Drew would have been a great call. Because there was this period, and this is back when Doug and I were following the NBA, where Byron Scott for the Lakers went, I believe it was all of January and all of February, and he had, do you remember this, Doug, 4 assists? He was a guard.
Hey, the best thing about that, I could be wrong, I think 2 of them came in 1 game.
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah.
So...
Pressey has the top 2 assist seasons, and they're not even close. He's 50 ahead.
Who was he passing to? Who was scoring?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Oh, my gosh. So we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to go to a much warmer place. That is Jupiter, Florida, and talk about what went wrong today. Literally, what went wrong today. So stick around.
Are you in the market for a barn dominium, house, garage, man cave, carport, or hobby shop? Wondering how to get started or where to go? Whatever you are looking to design, look no further than First Coast Steel Buildings. Give Jason and his team a call at 912-314-4848. They will guide you through the process, designing your building to fit your specific needs and budget. Call them today at 912-314-4848, or get inspirational ideas and start designing your own by visiting them at firstcoaststeel.com. Again, That's the number one, stcoaststeel.com. Their low-cost buildings are fully galvanized steel, providing you with worry-free, low-maintenance requirements, integrity, quality, and a family-first approach. First Coast Steel Buildings, 912-314-4848 or firstcoaststeel.com. Discounts for military and first responders.
And we are back in the Local House Bistro studio and the St. Louis Sportist podcast. My name is Ron Cook, joined by Tom Mathis, Keith Farrell, and Doug Lansdowne. So, Doug, before we do get into the Cardinals, I saw, by the way, that Brooks Koepka is all of a sudden wanting to come back to the PGA. I say that because we're watching I have TGL on here as we're recording this on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you know, they keep saying they're close. I don't know what it'll be. They've got to decide. You know, those guys have got to give some of the money they got towards the new PGA enterprise or whatever it's called. So, you know, I don't know if they came up with a percentage or, you know, how they come up with it. But, you know, Rom's the guy that kind of finally tipped the scale on everything because, you know, he didn't go for $100 million, not for $200 million, not for $300 million, but then for $400 million, oh, I think I'll go. I like it now. So, you know, they got to figure out if those guys are going to come back. They've got to give some of that money has to go back, in my opinion. So then that may be the biggest sticking point. You know, they won't come out and say what the sticking point is, but they have these limited event fields. And, you know, those guys are busting their ass to get into the top 70. So now are you going to take the guys that are 62 through 70 and say, oh, you don't get to play this week?
Those are the guys you got to really kind of feel for, the dudes that have, like, been really working hard and got themselves into position. And now those guys come back.
Well, and those guys that are falling in around 100 in the FedEx points and stuff, you know, they keep wanting to have less tournaments, smaller fields. But those guys that fall just barely miss it, and they're like in the, you know, 110s and 115s. Well, if you have less events and less players in those events, those guys never get a chance to work their way back into the tour. And that those guys are really speaking up now. I don't know if anybody's listened to them or not, you know, but they're saying we're getting slowly pushed out. And then you bring the LIV guys back, we're pushed out even farther. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot to work out in professional golf.
And they have to do something, because if it's not a signature event, it's almost unwatchable. I mean,
yeah, it's not.
It's not enjoyable viewing. So,
yeah, I have found myself looking for something else where I would have ordinarily been watching some of those events. But I'll tell you what had my attention earlier today. There was not one but two St. Louis Cardinals spring training games on, which mean everyone gets to play more. What could possibly go wrong, Tom?
On your first at bat, you might lose one of your promising up-and-coming players. They're guys you're planning on resetting around.
Well, they said that, you know, there was a logjam with Arenado back. I guess this helped alleviate that a little bit, right?
Yeah. I mean, the way they're talking, it's pretty concerning that they're not, you know, not going to say anything until they have their test results back. So doesn't sound very good. And I mean, I guess now Newbark can go to right field and Victor Scott can play center, and we'll be happy about that, at least I will.
Doug, Victor Scott has looked really good.
He's the only one. aren't he and Contreras the only two guys hitting over 200? I think they scored more runs today in those two games combined than they had all of spring training, hadn't they?
Well, but, you know, exit velocity is good, Keith. And let's see, what else?
Launch angle.
Angle.
Yeah, I wrote down on my notes today. I didn't realize Walker was hurt when I wrote this down, but, you know, Victor Scott's hitting like 545. I mean, doing everything right. He's only struck out three times. He's walked more than he struck out. Clearly the best player in spring training by a long shot. This will be a typical Cardinals team to say, you know, you need more seasoning.
No.
You need to go back downstairs and figure it out. it's typical St. Louis Cardinals. And for a rebuild, to give the young players a chance, they're not going to do it. I have a feeling. I mean, if Walker doesn't get, I mean, it's easy to say coulda, woulda, shoulda. But if Walker does not come back, I will almost promise you Victor Scott will not be the starting center fielder. It's too bad. And he's been given the most at-bats so far this spring.
And he showed what he can do with those at-bats.
Absolutely.
Nobody else.
I mean, they're trying to put Michael Ciani in center field. They're trying to.
Yeah.
They're bragging about a great catch that he's making. Okay. Can't score runs.
And yeah. You know they're serious about it because they gave him number 22. So, yeah.
They gave Ciani 22?
Oh, yeah. When you're no longer have the number of an outside linebacker, but an actual guy on the 40-man roster, you know, that's generally an indication that they like you. Speaking of the 40-man roster and people that seem to be not only on it but possibly should be on the 26-man roster, Michael McGreevy throwing the baseball very well. Some of the other young pitchers throwing the ball very well. Is there hope for the season, Doug?
Yeah, I think there's hope. I mean, but like we just talked about, some of those guys that should play, are they going to get to play? And we've said before the last week or two, we thought the collection of young arms isn't bad. We just need to see them play more.
Yeah, Tom, I was listening to the game on Sunday, and they were talking about how healthy and wonderful Steven Matz was doing, and then a 5'7" guy that played at AA last year hit a towering home run against him. Is there any hope for Steven Matz, or should I just, like back to the blues segment, kind of realign my hopes and expectation?
The best thing that can happen for Steven Matz is he has a decent spring, and another team comes up with an injury, and they need a pitcher, and they're desperate, and Matz would be the guy. And that's about the only way that I have any hope for Matz doing anything is getting traded. I think Fetty will be the one who'll get traded. I'm hearing a lot of talk about Fetty going, which kind of surprises me because of his contract, but maybe that's why he's appealing to other teams. But I just have no confidence in Matz at all to stay healthy, to be productive. And if you got to keep him on the roster, put him in the bullpen.
Gotcha. Well, speaking of getting traded, Keith, I saw that LeMahieu went down for the Yankees. Hey, they might need a power-hitting infielder. Is there any hope, or should we just give up on that?
You're talking about Jose Fermin, right?
He does have pop in his bat.
And his contract is a little bit more attractive than the...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't see Arenado going anywhere until the trade deadline, and that's a big risk, big reward. I don't see anyone taking on that contract without the Cardinals eating a bunch of that salary, and that's not in their nature to do that. But I think third base is set for until the, July, end of July. And but I'll tell you a couple. We touched on the pitchers. Matt Libitor, 7 innings pitched, 0 runs allowed. If he's not in the starting rotation, given a shot, again, that falls under the Victor Scott clause. You know, if they bury these young guys in the bullpen, you need McGreevy in that starting rotation. What did he do last year? 3-0, 1.96 ERA. Is he going to be a middle reliever now? No. Get his butt on the mound and let him get some starts. Same with Libitor. Let them figure it out. Trade Fetty, trade Matz, whatever. But if this is going to be a true reset and this is going to be a true commitment to the young guys, get Matz out of there. Trade Arenado. Trade Fetty. And I know no one's going to ship Miles back to Japan for some sushi or something like that.
Yeah.
Call it a reset. Let's get these guys in there.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that the island of Japan would consider sushi a fair trade at this point. So
I agree. I mean, you call it a reset. Let these guys play. I mean, you've already said that you don't plan on doing a whole lot this season. So give them a chance. Build towards 2026. And that's what the reset's about. And it's the same way with Nootbaar. I mean, we know that what he's going to do, he's going to get hurt. And put Scott, if Walker's healthy, put him out there. And you know what you're going to get from some of these guys, and it's not enough. So give these young guys a chance.
We've talked about an over-under episode of the Sportist podcast, and it's almost like we could have a disabled list segment where it's like, when will certain guys go on the disabled list? And then bonus points if it's like, you know, oblique. That's always a good one.
Yeah.
Impingements, Doug. Impingements.
Impingements. Yep. Yep. My favorite.
Well, and my favorite last year, I believe it was one of the Yankee pitchers that had general fatigue, which is something I get every afternoon.
It was Garrett
about,
Cole.
Garrett Cole.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Was placed on the injured list because he had general fatigue, which I encounter every day at about 1:15.
What's he making? $40 million a year, and he has general fatigue.
General fatigue. I can tell you that I'm certainly not making that. And general fatigue also sounds like one of those characters in an early 80s video game as well. Yeah. But speaking of uncertainty, ESPN and Major League Baseball are kind of having a little bit of knuckle junction here in terms of the relationship moving forward. I'm going to just share this one little paragraph from a Wall Street Journal article that made me shake my head. Rob Manfred basically wants all Major League teams to just kind of turn over their media rights back to the league. It says Manfred's model would require teams to cede control of their local rights to the league office so that MLB could sell them collectively as a unified streaming package. Viewers would be able to purchase games of teams they want to see without blackouts that have long vexed devotees who actually live near where their favorite teams play. Well, that's easy enough, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you got guys with their own networks. Why they're not going to turn over their rights to broadcast. There's just no way. They're just raking in the money. I mean, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Cubs, I mean, the Mets. I mean, they're the three teams that had done the most, or four teams that had done the most this offseason. They're not going to turn that stuff over. It's going to be impossible for him to get this through. I don't know. I understand what he wants to do, but it's not going to happen.
All right, so like, let's say that you're Hal Steinbrenner, and let's say I'm Rob Manfred, and you're sitting there in your palatial office, and the phone rings one day, and I say, "Hey, Al, Rob, how are you today? Everything going well over there?"
"It's going great. We're just raking in the money. Counting it up.
I know you are. Hey, and again, it was great to have dinner with you and your lovely wife at Jean George a couple weeks ago. That was great. Hey, listen, I got an idea for you here, and this is going to help the whole league. I've talked to a lot of the other owners. They're behind it. And when I say a lot, I mean Kansas City's behind it. Pittsburgh's behind it. Tampa thinks it's a great idea. Tons of owners are really behind this. We just need to talk to you and a couple others. We just want you guys to, like, go ahead and merge your rights in with the league. We think that'd be great for the league and for everyone and for baseball. What do you think, Hal?
Click. I'm done. So sorry, Rob. It's not happening.
It sounds like a Trump-Zelensky negotiation going on right there.
A little bit. A little bit.
Hey, let's continue to give billions to, the Yankees are not going to relinquish control.
Nor the Cubs, LA's nor the Dodgers.
Right. I mean, it's just not going to happen. Money talks, and that's the reason there could be a impasse, a strike, whatever you want to call it, the owners are not going to give in. If it's, don't you have to have like unanimous ownership to approve some of this stuff? Well, those three owners are not going to give in.
Because I was going to say, therein lies the rub, because, you know, it would totally be a 20-whatever-to-4 vote in favor of doing this. But yeah, I think it does have to be, if not unanimous, if not, then there would be lawsuits and it would be very messy for all of baseball. And Doug, you remember when Joe Spurlin said, we're going to see a streaming Super Bowl at some point in our lives in one of these episodes? It seems like streaming is kind of an inescapable future of watching sports.
Yep. It's just going to happen. I mean, it eventually takes over. So, on that baseball front too, and those automatically pop in our heads when we're talking about, but you've got places like Atlanta, you got San Francisco, you got Boston, you know, even Colorado has unbelievable, you know, TV rights with their TV contract and stuff. So, I think he is crazy, but it's just another one of those things, you know, you scratch your head and you say, what?
Yeah. Well, and I'm afraid that we are headed for yet another work stoppage, which baseball, talk about something that would really kill baseball. You know, the one in 94, they got saved by the home run race in 98. I don't know if anything can save them this time. I mean, I think they're, as much as I love baseball, I'm afraid it's slipping into irrelevance, and I'm afraid they could just do irreparable damage if they do it again.
Yeah, I agree. I don't see them recovering from it this time. And I mean, the last time it took two incredible seasons to bring everybody back, and maybe it happens, but I don't see anybody out there who could do it.
And a lot of great fitness and weightlifting.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll go with that. And on that thought, it is time to head for The Last Call, brought to you by the Local House Bistro. Doug Lansdowne, what do you have?
Going off course just a little bit here, I've enjoyed the dismantling of the New York Jets this week, because I am not an Aaron Rodgers fan, and I've never appreciated him. I don't think he should have won as many MVPs as he did. I think, his longevity is to be praised, but, you know, it eventually catches up you when you're that big of a jackleg. And I love the fact that the Jets said, we don't need you. And then they went and told all of his cronies that they weren't needed either. And, you know, they have purged themselves of him and his mud hut and all that other stuff he does. So and I'm not a Jets fan, but I did enjoy the fact that, you know, they just purged themselves of his ego. And I like it when those stars get cut down a little bit.
Can we say general toxicity?
Yes.
So who does he destroy next? Where do you see him going next year?
Has to be Minnesota, doesn't it? Do the Brett Favre route.
With the Stafford thing getting sorted out the way it did, and then now they're talking the Giants are going to trade up for the number one pick. I don't know. Is Tom Brady, is he desperate enough to get a quarterback to come in there to the Raiders?
I heard Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard Vegas. I mean, yeah. I think that maybe is his path right now. So
wouldn't that be kind of perfect?
It's right next to Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah. Exactly.
That circus out there. Yeah. Circus Delay. And you got Aaron Rodgers circus in Vegas. Yeah.
Tom Mathis, what do you have for a last call?
Talking about college basketball, the Billikens are to a point of the season where they need every win they can get. At halftime, they were 13 points up on Dayton on a big game. They're about to lose. They're down 9 with 30 seconds left. So not a great second half. The Billikens need to win to get that first round bye, because as many minutes as their starters get, they need as much rest as possible. So that does not look very beneficial to them going into the A-10 tournament.
They would need tournament magic.
Yeah, and I don't see it at this point.
Keith Farrell.
I'm not to try to end on a damper, but, you know, if you're Cardinals ownership and you're Blues ownership, stick with the program. You know, it's really hard to watch Cardinal baseball when you're not hitting the baseball. And it's really hard to watch hockey when there's no heart on the ice. And so just put this team together, make it get a focus where it's an exciting brand to watch. I don't care who's on the ice. I don't care who's on the field. Just make it exciting.
We need more Nathan Walkers.
Boy, does he bring the energy. He will hit you. And for my last call, it is truly a last call, and that's the last call for one Jimmy Johnson, because when you're a coach, there's kind of like a two-step retirement cycle. First, you retire from the game, and then you retire from broadcasting. And yesterday, he retired from Fox. So he is now going to spend full time on his boat. And I think of something Peter King said about when he retired the first time from the NFL. Peter talked about when he was coaching the Cowboys and said he would go to see Jimmy. And before, sometimes they'd even say hi, Jimmy would say, "Guess what I found on Seifert? This is what we're going to run. This is how we're going to beat him." And it was like Jimmy couldn't wait to run this play to beat the 49ers. And he said during his last season in Miami, Jimmy would see him and it was the same way, but it was about a stock tip that he'd just heard. And he's like, "That's when I knew Jimmy needed to get out of coaching." And so happy trails to a true legend in both college and professional. My goodness gracious, national championships everywhere. The U, Oklahoma, we forget about Oklahoma State, but yes, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, great career. And congratulations, Jimmy. So with that, we would ask that you please like, rate, and follow the St. Louis Sportus podcast. We are on X. We are on Facebook. We are on Blue Sky. And our website is stlsportists.com. We would like to thank the Local House Bistro and First Coast Steel Buildings. And we would also like to thank Doug Lansdowne.
Yes, sir.
Tom Mathis.
Enjoy the beginning of the conference tournaments this weekend.
And Keith Farrell.
Go Blues, go Cardinals.
And as always, we thank you for listening to the St. Louis Sportus podcast. Take care.
And that wraps another episode of the St. Louis Sportus podcast. Please like and subscribe to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. You can find these guys on all major podcast platforms. And thanks for listening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.